Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps,
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media,
is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And tonight on That Kevin Show, we will speak with one of the good guys, your gals in Congress, Nicole Malliotakis. Dr. Jeanette Nishwat wants to BC your boost. Deborah Terry will be at the Dry Bar Comedy Stage. Siamak Karami with a scandal of California-sized proportions. And Ellie Holter revisits the spotlight. And now, from Times Square, where even as he's twice been impeached and indicted, former President Trump still making Rachel Maddow sweat, here's that Kevin!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am not in a happy mood tonight. I am not. I normally want to start the show for you, with you, In a convivial, genial state. And I'm not in a congenial state tonight. I am in a very pissed off state tonight. And I don't like to say that lightly. I don't say that lightly. But what you have had unleashed on you, the American people, in the last 2 days is a pathetic joke at minimum. And at worst, it is a harsh Marxist attempted takeover of our nation. And we're going to have to get down to the brass tacks on this tonight, because it is not something that we can or should countenance with any degree of grace. There are forces in our nation tonight that are wanting to take the will of the people out of the hands of the people. Now, I'm sure that you've been made aware over the last couple of days that the president will face an indictment on Tuesday. They tried to do the same thing in this case that they did in the Alvin Bragg case and keep it unsealed. They tried to keep it private and secret because they didn't want the nation to know what was in it before it got to court on Tuesday. Then on late Friday afternoon, someone said, well, maybe we should unseal it and let this stand. Now, what you're going to hear a lot from the prosecution in the next few days is the seriousness and the gravity of the callousness that the president countenanced these documents with. That he showed them to people who did not have the right to know them. That he was in some way even possibly loose enough with them that he could have emboldened our enemies to undermine and to hurt the men and women of our military and the people that serve our national security interest. Now, I might remind you that the people making these claims have worked for the lifelong wishes of Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, in their efforts to try to take over the national foray on national security. And while they throw around this idea that President Trump on two occasions said something about information that implicated that Mark Milley, who's generally regarded in the ranks of the military right now as a joke, but let's just cut to the core. I know many people in our nation's military who believe that General Mark Milley is an abject joke of a leader for our armed forces. And it was Mr. Milley that kept saying kept lying about former President Trump, saying he was trying to drag us into war with Iran. And the reason that the president referred to this particular item in that discussion that is supposedly documented in this case and will come out is because it was, in fact, Mark Milley, General Milley, who was trying to create the possibility for an invasion of Iran, not President Trump. So does President Trump have a desire to maybe hang on to and declassify documents that might in fact tell a different story than what the leaders are telling? That's probably true. Now, here's the other very interesting twist on all of this, that if his abuse of these two documents that he referred to when he was in these meetings created 37 accounts of felony violations, then how many violations did James Comey overlook when he cleared Hillary Rodham Clinton of some 33,000 emails, of which 2,000 or more were classified and were sitting on a server in a shower somewhere in Colorado? Do you remember that even when she was asked about it, it said something about, did you wipe the hard drives? And she made a joke. You mean like with a cloth? The fact that this group of people is so up in arms about the great abuse that this former president supposedly displayed in hanging on to documents that were from his administration, and that the court has not decided if he had declassified them or not, and said that and has not said that he even had to give them back, though he was in the process of giving everything that the National Archives back as they wished. Is there any doubt that the 1,800 boxes of documents that were found in the Bidens, including the ones next to his Corvette in his garage and the ones in his offices in Delaware and Pennsylvania and everywhere else, is there any doubt that there were not abuses of the classified status of those documents in the places where those ended up? 18,000 boxes would seem to say that there might be, but not one word about that. 33,000 emails, some 2,000 of them classified as highly secretive or very private or classified, highly classified, all kinds of different rankings that the Hillary Clinton documents had. And no, there's no outrage about that from the Democrats. Friends, don't be deceived here. There is one reason why they are seizing on this opportunity to try to put Donald Trump in jail. And it has nothing to do with the idea that he actually put this country in any kind of peril. That did not happen. And every Republican candidate that's in the race right now, you have a really important opportunity within the next couple of days. On Tuesday, this indictment will be even further unsealed and discussed in the court of law in Miami. And the right thing for you to do as a fellow Republican who wishes to lead this country out of this corrupt abyss that is using everything that you can imagine of our national security infrastructure to sell us out. Yes, the Biden administration is actively selling us out from the White House. On the same day that the indictment is announced, it's also revealed that Joe Biden took a $5 million bribe from a Burisma executive to keep things hush-hush about something that was going on there. Does the media have one ounce of interest in what that might be? Would that possibly be of any interest given the fact that we have given Ukraine billions upon billions of dollars, tax dollars that you and I have worked for? It seems to me that you can point to the long history of Donald Trump, his very tough stance against our enemies, his very warm stance with our friends and allies, ensuring that their futures were secure. It seems to me that you could develop a pattern of behavior with Donald Trump, and it also appears to me that you can develop a pattern of behavior with the Biden crime family. 10,000 new photos of Hunter Biden hitting the internet this week, of which he's mostly surrounded with naked people, some of which are relatives. Other emails on that same hard drive detailing deals in which his dad, the big guy, getting 10% of millions and millions of dollars worth of deals. Friends, this is not a joke. It is not a laughing matter. Our republic, our elections, our freedoms from a tyrannical government comprised of one party trying to squelch anything that disagrees with it is under attack, is underway. That attack is underway. The question that every independent and Republican have to ask themselves right now is, how much of this garbage are you going to continue to put up with? And every presidential candidate that has an R after their name better be on those courthouse steps on Tuesday. If you can't stand and defend America against corruption, which all of this is, then you don't have the right to be president. Kevin McCullough, coming right back from New York. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you love them enough to turn off your music,
and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From New York, it's that Kevin Show.
See, I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew it. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is. That Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
All right, my next guest needs no introduction if you've listened to me over the years in New York radio. She is a proud congressional representative from the District of Staten Island and South Brooklyn that has had many of the more conservative leaders come from that district. But she served first in the state house. She almost became mayor. At least she came a lot closer than anybody gave her credit for. And I think that the city would have been better off with her instead of Mr. de Blasio. But that's another discussion for another day. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Nicole Malliotakis. Hello, Nicole.
It's great to be with you, Kevin. How are you?
As always, you're very busy these days. Quick question. How has the House changed since we last spoke and you were suffering under the leadership of Pelosi, and now you have somebody who's going guns blazing at everything that he can in Kevin McCarthy?
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, on the very first day we came in and implemented good government reforms. Remember Nancy Pelosi used to shove these bills at the 11th hour, give us 2 hours to read them when they were thousands of pages long. Those days are over.
Let me ask you on the investigative side, one of the things that this Congress kind of ran on was if you give us power, we will take a look at things that have not been answered. And in recent days, we've learned even much more about the likelihood that the Biden crime family are, in fact, have participated in very bad things. Holding Christopher Wray in contempt, making sure that this document and the stuff that's related to it gets made public, especially since it's non-classified. These types of things, you never saw any interest in the last Congress to do that. What do you make of where you guys are at in terms of the investigative agenda? And are you getting breakthroughs, and are the American people responsive?
Yeah, well, what we have now that we didn't have last year is subpoena power and being able to chair our own hearings on the topics that we want. How long was I sitting on the COVID Select Subcommittee and there was no hearing on the actual origins of the virus? In fact, next week we'll be having our second hearing on that. And that's incredible because slowly we are uncovering the facts that this was manufactured in a lab, that U.S. tax dollars were spent at that lab, that perhaps U.S. tax dollars were actually used in the creation of this virus at Wuhan. And so there's a lot of things that we're uncovering, but we're doing it responsibly. We're following the facts where they lead. We are unfolding what we can. And then I believe, will see accountability, particularly when it comes to Biden family. Jim Comer has become a good friend, and it's astounding what he's been able to find so far with little cooperation, right, from FBI and
essentially
other
none,
agencies.
And kind of in spite of the rule of law. I mean, they've basically said to you guys, go pound sand, and that's why I think the nation understands if Mr. Comer wants to hold Wray in contempt, he should.
Yeah, and I think it was that threat, which we were going to vote on that provided more information to the Oversight Committee and Chairman Comer. But what we do know at this time is that there are millions of dollars that were funneled from China through entities that really don't exist to the Biden family. And the number of members of that family keep increasing. The amount of money keeps increasing. And every day they're uncovering more and more. And
yeah.
So it's about finding those facts and following to where they lead. I do believe this will end up with accountability, but also going after some of these bureaucratic agencies that have failed to do their job or that have weaponized their position against the American people.
That is really the remarkable story here, because you do have what appears to be an entire Justice Department that is ready to indict the former president over a couple of boxes of papers, ignoring the 1,800 boxes of documents that the sitting president has that he's not supposed to have in places he's not supposed to have them at. Is there a two-tier justice system?
Well, it absolutely seems that way to anybody that is watching. Whether it's what happened in New York City with Alvin Bragg, where we're seeing felonies being reduced to misdemeanors and yet trying to search desperately for a misdemeanor that could potentially try to perceive as a felony when it comes to the former president. That's one example. And then what you're seeing right now taking place in Washington, there does seem to be a double standard of justice, and that is exactly what Republicans have been working to expose and to change. And I think that as we move forward in this process, not just with the fact-finding, but in the budget process, the appropriations process, that's our leverage to really push for and implement changes, using that appropriations process to fight for a secure border, to fight for changes at the FBI, to fight for responsible government at the DOJ. That is, I think, what you're going to be seeing unfold in the coming months.
Our mutual friend KT McFarland told me this week off the air that she fully supports gutting the FBI and assigning much of what it does to other agencies that are being run more appropriately. If the vote came up, would you be in favor of massive reform or possibly gutting that department?
Yeah, well, look, we definitely need reforms, right? We need accountability, and we have to see in what fashion that's going to come up. But there's no doubt that these agencies have become big bureaucratic entities that have really diverted from what their intended purpose is. I mean, these agencies are supposed to be protecting the American people and not going after the American people. And I think that that's what we need to get back to that mission. And thankful for the whistleblowers who have come forward to let us know what is happening to great risk to themselves, right?
Yes.
Because many of them end up being, they see retribution, and they can no longer work at the agency. They lose their jobs, whatever. But they've come, forward because they know what is happening is wrong and they don't recognize the country anymore. They recognize that these agencies are doing something that shouldn't be doing and really hurts the foundation of our country, because this is the type of stuff that you see in third world
banana republic
stuff.
Congresswoman Matsakis, real quick final question. How is your district holding up with the smoke and the very, very troubling circumstances that the city has faced over the last few days?
Well, I just got back to the district from Washington. It seems that things are under control. People are taking the proper precautions. My office is open. We are staffed. We are there answering calls, providing help if needed. I checked in with my local hospital to see if they had any increases in admissions due to people having difficulty breathing. That has not been the case.
Okay.
So it seems that thankfully, for the moment, it seems to be changing with the day, the time of the day. But as of right now, it seems that everything is being managed properly and people are just taking the necessary precautions to keep themselves safe, particularly those who have breathing issues, heart issues, or elderly.
Yeah. Good news indeed. Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, thank you for joining us.
It's great to be with you, Kevin. Thank you.
As always. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is calling his criminal indictment a, quote, travesty of justice. Speaking at the state GOP convention in Georgia Saturday afternoon, Trump told supporters it will go down as, quote, among the most horrific abuses in the history of our country. The 37-count federal indictment was unsealed against Trump on Friday. President Biden says the largest pride celebration took place Saturday at the White House. He called the LGBTQ community, quote, some of the bravest and most inspiring people. The U.S. is sending another $2 billion security assistance package to Ukraine. Pope Francis is recovering from hernia surgery, but the 86-year-old pontiff will remain in the hospital through the week. Arcangelo is atop the leaderboard at the 155th Belmont Stakes. Jenna Antonucci is the first female trainer to win at the Belmont. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, my next guest is no stranger if you watch the Fox News Channel. She is one of the Fox News Medical All-Stars. She also happens to be the single most practiced doctor in the Kevin McCullough library of personnel since COVID broke out in terms of actually treating COVID patients. She treated more of them than any of the other doctors we had on, I think, and maybe more than all of them combined. But she has also got a lot of passion about nutrition, your immune system, wants to help you in a lot of ways. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dr. Jeanette Nishwa. Hello, Dr. J. How are you?
Kevin, doing great. So good to be with you, as always.
I enjoy it when we get together and we get a chance to talk. And I'm going to ask you a question about something I saw on your BC Boost Instagram page a little bit later in our discussion. But I want to go to the top concern that everybody has on their mind right now. A couple of days ago, some forest fires broke out in Canada. Another one broke out in New Jersey. And the combined wind effect and everything else has visited literally the footsteps of Mordor for people that are, familiar with Lord of the Rings. It looks like the eye of Sauron is staring over New York City.
Yeah.
And, lava and ash and everything else is raining from the sky. I jest a little bit. But, Dr. Jeanette, you and I were talking off air this week, and there are people that have, a spectrum of breathing difficulty when there's just a little bit of pollen in the air. What is a situation like this doing to those people?
Yeah, it's really tough out there. What we're seeing is I'm having patients, they're coming in with itchy eyes, with sore throat, irritation in their chest. They're coughing. Some of them are even wheezing. And they don't even have asthma. And so it can be really a challenge for all of us, whether you have asthma or underlying COPD or suffer from allergies. And hopefully this, once the fires are controlled, this will settle down. But it's definitely a challenge when we're in the middle of allergy season and so much pollen is brewing already. But what I'm telling my patients is, for example, if you are in an area where we have, a high level of pollutants where it literally says unhealthy external air quality, try your best to stay indoors as much as you possibly can. Mm. Also, if you have asthma, for example, make sure you carry your asthma inhaler on you, especially if you carry a rescue inhaler. You don't want to be stuck without it. These pollutants that are out in the air, they can cause an asthma exacerbation, or even if you don't have asthma, you can have what's called reactive airway inflammation, and that can be dangerous. And so you want to make sure you keep your medicines on you, keep your inhaler on you. I have seen some patients wear a mask just as they exit the building just to get into their vehicle or onto the train because it's so heavy right now here in New York. Some people are doing that. They feel better doing that. But, it's not a recommendation that I'm giving to everyone, but some of my patients say that they feel more comfortable until the wildfires settle down. And another thing that people can do if they're having symptoms, sometimes taking an antihistamine, but the most important thing is not to be around this allergen, this bad air quality in the first place.
Right.
Of course, that's hard to do when you have to, go to work and need to, leave your home. But until this settles down, because this is unusual, and until it settles down, try to stay indoors. If you have air purifiers, use an air purifier. Change the filters in your air conditioning units and that sort of thing as well. All these little things together can help. And then when you are outdoors and you go back inside, rinse off your face with a splash of water. Remove your clothing, take a shower, put those clothing in the wash right away to try to minimize the pollutant that you're inhaling.
My bride grew up in Southern California, so they got used to seeing, some forest fires every year. I've never seen it do what it's doing here, though. It's traveling hundreds of miles
from
Quebec down to New York City and up from mid-Jersey to the tri-state area, and it just seems like, I don't know, it really... I've lived here 20 years. I've never seen anything like this in my 20 years here. Let me ask you a follow-up on some of the things you mentioned. I want to go back to the mask thing for a second. People got kind of jaded about the masks because eventually Dr. Fauci said they didn't really do much. But these pollutants are much, much larger objects than the COVID virus. Is that correct? And that's why a mask could be effective in this type of situation?
Yes, but if I have a patient that has asthma, I will not recommend them wearing a mask because it's going to make it even more difficult for them to breathe. So it's optional.
Dr. Jeanette, I always appreciate your time. You literally take it out of your day of practice to share your insight with us, and we are very, very grateful.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Kevin.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
All right, back at that Kevin show live from Times Square. Let's get over to the Dry Bar Comedy Stage, where the artistry of Deborah Terry is on display today.
Beautiful children. My son, when he was born, I described him as the Gerber baby. I mean, in every sense of the word. I'm talking blonde hair, blue eyes, cutest little white boy you ever seen, right? My son is albino. I'm so cool with that. That's just how we were blessed. We're out in public, get some strange looks. People looking at me like I'm the nanny. Oh, yes. Mind your business, ma'am. You're going to get stabbed in the forehead. Yeah. Have a great day. That's so cool, so cool. But, you know, we took him to Disney World. You try taking a toddler off the ride when the ride stops. You know how your children just show out in public, you know, just fall out like somebody just took every bone out of their body, like they've just been filleted or something. So, son, we've got to go. Other people are waiting, because that's how I talk in public, right? Other people want to ride, son. Let's go. So he falls out, and we have to pick him up and carry him out of the line. We're picking him up. People are walking by, nosy people just walking by, arms flailing, he's kicking his legs, walking by. This one lady said, poor thing, he probably just wants his mother. Mind your business, ma'am. You're going to get stabbed in the forehead. Have a great day. Have a great day. Oh, my son, he's getting bigger now. And so I go and check on him at night. I can't say I tuck him in. I go check on him at night. And I was checking on him the other night. And he said, Mom, what have you been eating? I'm like, I don't know. Why? Because your breath stinks. Whoa. Honest to a fault, just like his mom. But just like his mom, if he's offended you, we want to get it right away. But Mom, it's okay. It's okay, because at school, we're talking about dinosaurs. And every animal has a defense mechanism. Your breath could be your defense mechanism. Really, really, Mom, it's okay. Just like, we don't even need a gun. Somebody breaking the house, you just go... Thanks, son. Thanks. Thanks. Now, my daughter, on the other hand, bubbling brown sugar, feisty, just like her mom. She was born 5 weeks early, at home, on the kitchen floor. I'm having labor pains. I call my doctor. You know, he says, can you be here in an hour? Sure, doc, I'll be there in an hour. My bag is already packed 5 weeks early because I've got OCD, right? Well, actually, mine is CDO, okay? Got my bag packed, come out of the bedroom, take a few steps. Contraction hits me, but I've been doing Lamaze. I can breathe through that. I'm breathing everything. Okay, I'm good. Take a few more steps. I'm in the family room. Another contraction hits me, takes me to the floor. My water breaks. I told their father, call the ambulance. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. This genius that I'm married to, or was. He looks in the phone book. I'm not making this up. He looks in the phone book. I'm like, what are you doing? It's 911. Just call the ambulance. And so he's acting as if he's auditioning for the Ben Stein Visine commercial. You know that guy? He's, my wife is in labor. She says she's not going to make it. I'm screaming, will somebody just help me? So you can see my daughter moving down the birth canal. I'm now on the floor. Will somebody help me? Her head pops out. He goes outside to wait for the ambulance. I tell my son, just go over there somewhere. You don't need to see all of this. Just go over there. I'm screaming, will somebody help me? I hear the ambulance. I hear the siren. Then somebody comes through the front door, runs through the living room, runs through the dining room, runs through the family room, slides in home, safe, comes up with the ball, I mean baby, in his hand. And I'm like, it's a baby girl. He said, but she's not crying. This little woman clears her throat. It was at that moment I realized I had just given birth to the other woman. The other woman was my daughter. She has been feisty ever since. She's a tomboy, just like I was. Any former tomboys in the house? Yeah. Helps you navigate in the world. You're not so scared, right? Tomboy. I was one of the guys until I started liking the guys. Now I'm showing up to play tackle football with lip gloss and eyeliner on. Hormones all over the place. And the fellas are looking at me like, what's all that stuff on your face? I'm like, what stuff on my face? Hormones all over the place. So I was the secret weapon on my brother's football team. tackle football. They would pick me because no one ever suspected that I could tackle and knock you down. I'd hit you low, knock you flat. So I'm getting there right in front of the center of the other team. He's getting ready to hike the ball. I'm going to knock him flat like always. This time he hiked the ball. The guy knocks me flat. I'm on the ground. My brother comes over there. Yo, man, you better get up off my sister. I said, no, he's all right. Hormones all over. We just discussing a play.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I love my children. But your people don't raise children like I was raised back in the day. You know when mama said do something, you did it. It's what I call the gospel according to mama. I was in the grocery store and there was a mother negotiating with her son. I'm going to count to three. Now I'm thinking the only thing my mama counted were the minutes I was passed out. After she beat me, right? He wanted some Cocoa Puffs. She's trying to explain to him why he's going to have life cereal. He didn't want to hear that. Popped her upside the head, knocked the cereal out of her hand. I'm like, had that been my mama? Only thing I heard in that store, clean up on aisle three. Clean up on aisle three. Cocoa Puffs would have been everywhere. My mother would take the cereal box and beat you with it. Didn't I tell you? Mama, stop. You're a cereal killer. Stop it. As gay as he is. Or how his milk is. Same as gas.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Ladies and gentlemen, thrilled to welcome back to the New Music Spotlight, Ellie Holcomb.
When your heartbeat fires and your soul is overwhelmed, you got that weight there on your chest, and it's trying to hold you down. And all the demons from your past say you'll fall every time you try. Well, you can stay there in that mess, but darling, you were born to fly. So fly away, my dear, up to the golden sun. Don't build your home right here. You were made for love. The worry whispers lies, but let the truth ring clear. Your feet and all the things that you can't control. Here they haunt you in your sleep. Oh, you wanna hang your head. You wanna go running high. Oh, but darling, lift your face. Lift it up to the morning sky. Go fly away, my dear, up to the golden sun. Don't build your home. You were made for love. The worry whispers lies, but let the truth ring clear. God is stronger, love. He is stronger than your fear.
Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.